I'm going to go through your case of the 77-year-old man with CLL who presented 12 years ago. Maybe you can kind of take this case all the way through, explaining CLL as you go along.
Sure. So this is a 77-year-old man who, when I first met him, was in his mid-60s. And basically, he works in business and finance. He's got a family business and had an incidentally detected lymphocytosis. And over time, we watched him. He had some small adenopathy. He was really more or less asymptomatic. He seemed to be coping with the kind of the watch and wait state very well. His disease got to a point that he needed some treatment. He was getting more anemic. He had some small adenopathy and was getting thrombocytopenic.
So before you go on, can you sort of kind of go back to his initial presentation? Mm-hmm. And go through the way you evaluate him, what his white count was, what kind of diagnostic workup, and how you thought through the initial options that got you to observe him.
Sure. So when I first saw him, he was feeling well, which is obviously the most important thing. And he came to me with a CBC, so I knew he had a lymphocytosis, some anemia, some thrombocytopenia.
How high was his white count?
His white count at that point was in the 20 to 30,000 range. And his hemoglobin was about 13, and his platelets were in the low 100. So nothing that urgently needed any treatment, but certainly outside of the normal range at all that part. And, you know, at that point, we confirmed on his peripheral blood immunophenotype that he did, in fact, have CLL because he had an elevated lymphocyte count. We sent FISH testing to look at his cytogenetics and cytogenetic abnormalities based on the FISH because we knew at that point, and this has evolved over the last 12 years, but we know that a patient who's likely to do better or worse, depending on different cytogenetic abnormalities, might have a better or worse prognosis, may be more likely to watch and wait for a while, and may benefit from one treatment or another, which we'll get to in a minute. So at the time, he did not have any particularly, he had normal risk by his FISH testing. He was asymptomatic. We talked about it. He said, you know, I feel fine. This is not bothering me. I understand that I have CLL. I'm working. I'm traveling. And we basically, for several years, watched him, saw him every 3 to 4 months, checked his blood counts, did a physical exam, asked him about his symptoms. And then several years into this, really, we noted that he was getting a little more anemic, and in conjunction with that, his white count was going up and his platelets were going down to the point that his white count was about 50,000 or so. His hemoglobin was down in the 10 range. He was a little more fatigued, and his platelet count was going down into like the 70,000 range. So not a dangerous range, but in a range that we were starting to think about treatment.
What about lymph nodes? Were they growing?
He had some growth of his lymph nodes. Lymph adenopathy in this patient was not a major issue. He's had 2 to 3 centimeter lymph nodes. That's the biggest his lymph nodes have really ever gotten. And, you know, he knew they were there, but they really, and all along he's had them on and off, but they've never been a big problem. It's really, this is somebody who tracks his counts and knows what's going on with that.